Welcome to Where is God's Word with your host, Bruce Musselman, brought to you by the Mantoway Country Baptist Church of Aurora, Ohio. Bruce combines over 40 years of experience as a pastor, Bible teacher, and author. His program addresses topics surrounding the authority and inerrancy of the Bible. Here now with this week's edition of Where is God's Word is Bruce Musselman.
Once again, we're so glad to be with you wherever you are in the world, and I thank God has given us a worldwide audience, and I ask you to pray for this. I really pray for these programs that God would help us to say what He wants us to say, and I feel very dependent on the Lord, but I'm not going to blame Him for everything I say, but I do ask His help, and I thank God. The Lord Jesus Christ died for our sins, paid for all of our sins on the cross, and then He bodily rose from the dead, and He is King of kings and Lord of lords. And He is getting ready to come back, and the Bible says that gives some of the signs we just saw the other day on television where, again, there is a massive earthquake, over in Indonesia, and then other signs. Now, not signs of the rapture, but we know the rapture is close. If the signs of the second coming, there is signs of that. The Bible says no man knows the day or the hour, but then it says in another place that we know the times and the seasons. And so there's earthquakes all over the world. And then the Bible says, as the days of Noah, and that was described as Noah's day as a day of violence, and the earth was full of violence at that time. And then as in the days of Lot, and that is the promotion of sodomy that is becoming very strong and very powerful. So we know that the Lord is going to come back and clean things up. You know, for years I had a program that covered North America, and I studied the news. And of course, when I would hear something, I would try to check it from many different sources, and I would read many different sources. You know, as I see even today, I'm very fascinated by news, and it amazes me. There's some people that are so radical in their belief, but they just are listening to one source, and they're very ignorant of really what is happening and what is sometimes bold social programs, or they're talking in the most self-righteous way of talking about things and everything and all. As someone has said, you just follow the money and you find out who's backing them up and why they're backing them up. And the thing is just such a mess, and the people that are good or bad, and the bad good, and the media turns everything upside down. And I mean, when it comes to television, the main networks are just totally untrustworthy. I mean, absolutely. You know something's happening, but their interpretation of it is just absolutely preposterous much of the time. You can't believe it. Now, a lot of the talk shows, it's interesting that this far-left crowd, and I'm talking about the anti-Christian, anti-American crowd, they seem to not do very well on talk shows. So you get more of the truth when you listen to talk show. And also, if you will listen to different writers, I mean, read books on subjects, you get an idea of what is going on, and you can read a wide variety of books, and it really gives you a picture. And you know, we're going to talk some more about the news today because from a Christian, what we believe is a Christian angle, but the program really upholds the Bible. And I say this is the same way, it's truth when it comes to the Bible. And now, I've taught for 30 years, young men for the Baptist ministry. And I noticed that in my classes, they respected me very much. And I was talking to one preacher. This was many years later. He was in my class many years ago, and after he went out of my class, he went to a college which is anti-King James, and he graduated from there with the degree and still held to the beliefs that we taught him when he was in the Bible Institute where I was teaching. But a lot of times the first person that comes to somebody in college, their feet are grounded in cement. And it's fine if they've been taught the truth. But what I'm saying is the Bible talks about don't be simple. Don't be a simpleton and just hear one side and let somebody, some of these fanatics, all they hear is one side. I mean, you'd hear this, I used to hear these people you talk about, and they say, Bush is Hitler. Now it's Trump is Hitler, and, you know, all this fanatical stuff, and some of these people believe this. I mean, and they just, but I mean, it may not be that extreme, but a lot of it is so extreme and so totally false, and so they're so totally and absolutely ignorant of history. I remember one time when Oliver North was speaking, and I'm not going to defend everything he did, but I went to hear him, and these communist agitators were out there. You know, the peace movement was communist. I mean, practically, not the people. All the people were in it. Most, a lot of them probably had no idea, but they headquarters is the World Peace Conference was in the Lubyanka building in Moscow, where they used to shoot their victims in the back of the head. That was the head of the World Peace Conference, and communists took over Russia by promoting peace when the Russian armies had been beaten by the Germans in World War I. So they've used that line ever since that time. But some people just remain totally ignorant because they just hear one side and they're ignorant of history. It's amazing, you know, and some, but it comes out on, but I want to talk something about what these parties are teaching today. And we're going to start off here, and Christians, you better wise up today like you have never done before, because we got radical anti-American people that they don't even like our system of freedom or our system of economics, or they don't like the Christian influence. And I'm biased, of course, but I say that the Baptists that have today have 100,000 churches in America, and there's groups, a lot of groups that are very much like them or even splits from them, have a tremendous influence on America. For instance, in Rhode Island, the Baptists set up the state of Rhode Island, and there they allowed total freedom of religion, and the Jews were allowed to come there and practice without being persecuted, one of the first places in the world where this was allowed. And they had a democratic government set up there in Rhode Island, and then this later spread to the United States, and as it was set up, and so Jefferson saw what was going on in Baptist churches, and he approved of it. And he liked it, and George Washington, who became a strong Bible believer, although he was raised in an Episcopal church, Church of England, and at that time, American Revolution Baptists were still being persecuted by the Puritans in the Church of England, and George Washington picked John Gaynor, a Baptist preacher, as the head of the chaplaincy court for his army, and later John Gaynor baptized him, so he became a Baptist after the American Revolution. And he visited his Episcopal church near his house after that, but never took part in their sacraments after that point, because he was baptized by Dr. John Gaynor, the pastor of First Baptist in New York City. But their influence, and the influences was, we set up this great government in the United States, but now we have fanatical socialists and all kinds of anti-Christian radicals and homosexuals and humanists. And humanists, we've talked about them before. What do they believe? Well, they believe man's his own God. So in reality, as far as the God of heaven, the God of the Bible, they're atheistic. And they have set themselves up as gods, and so they've invented their own immorality. And two of their sacraments, unholy sacraments, are sodomy and religion, and they are very intolerant. And we see it taking place right here in Cuyahoga County where we live, and the humanists, sometimes they'll say the Protestant, Methodist, Baptist, Catholic, anything, they'll call themselves that, but in reality, They do not go as a Catholic by the Pope, or they don't go by as a Baptist by the New Testament. They don't go by that. They pretend to, but they don't really believe it. And when they had these people in front of the council in Cuyahoga County here where they were saying, well, Jesus would do this and that. Well, Jesus approved of the Bible. He called himself the Word of God, and he said, not one jot or tittle shall pass from the law of Moses. That is, not one, not even a part of a Hebrew letter would pass. And so, but I want to get back to this. I'm wondering just a little bit before we get into the subject. In the New Testament, and I'll say this again, we uphold the King James very simply. The Bible says that when God gave the words to the apostles, and he says he'd give them perfect recall of everything he said, and God makes great importance of the words. Words of the Lord are pure words. And if you don't know that, that's because you're not reading the Bible. God makes a strong emphasis on his words being perfect and pure. The Bible says we can look at the perfect law of liberty. He gave the words perfect, but then he gave the translations. And if you study the scripture carefully, the gift of tongues was the translations of the original words. And when the apostles spoke that had the gift of tongues, it says every man heard them in his own language in which he was born. And so God gave the translations of those words. And so then God said he would preserve those words, and he would preserve them in the church. It says the church is the pillar and ground of the truth. Church is not the truth, but the truth is the Word of God, and the true church of Jesus Christ is the pillar and ground. And so the true Bible-believing churches, right from the time of Christ, and we can trace the history of it, right up till the time of the Protestant Reformation and right up till today in the independent Baptist churches, they were always there. We have the documented evidence of it. We have their confessions of faith. In the Dark Ages, you had the Noble Lesson by Waldensians, who were Bible-believing Baptists, or the Paulicians that wrote their confessions in the Key of Truth, and they were in Armenian Turkey. They were back in 850, and we have their confessions, and they kept preserved the true Word of God, and we have it in the King James Bible translated by the King James translators. And so that's what we say. But, you know, today people that attack that, they're very ignorant. And when it comes to politics, we and the Bible, God doesn't want us to be simple anymore. That's people that are ignorant, believe everything they hear. It says, prove all things. So we want to start off, and Brother Davis, and I thank God for him. He does a great job, and I appreciate him a lot. Would you start reading chapter 13?
Oh, sure, Bruce.
And this shows our responsibility to the government.
Yeah, and I want to add a comment, too, when you were talking about the peace movement. That's one thing I learned in the Air Force, is that the KGB, when you were talking about the certain building there in Moscow, that was also their headquarters. And they
Lubyanka building.
Yeah, and they orchestrated the peace, the international peace movement, just based on what I'm aware of. Every major peace movement at that time was controlled directly or indirectly by the KGB. And when the Soviet Union fell and the Cold War ended, the peace movement morphed into and took over the environmentalist movement. So if that gives you some clues, perhaps, to who's pulling the strings on the global warming stuff today, when before it was nuclear winter they were worried about, now they're worried about global warming. But at any rate, we digress as well.
You know, I just say this, you know, when I saw this thing, I started to investigate. I went to the meeting, you know, and then I started to check all the different sources in that, you know, and there's a lot of these things that if you just investigate, and we have computers now and everything, you know, you know beyond a shadow of a doubt, it's not just some right-wing extremist or something, you know, but, you know, we shouldn't be. God says, don't be simple. Don't be ignorant. And right now, we got this radical anti-Christian group there that are, you know, in reality, they're just the two. It's almost an oxymoron if I say it. American fascists. That's what they are, you know. And really, they try to extend world government and everything. And you know, right now, I'm thinking good is evil and evil is good. You know, Putin, they make him out to be the devil. Well, he's just like I'm not saying Trump is perfect, neither is Putin, but he sort of brought Russia together. And he's against sodomy, and he's against abortion. And he said that atheism caused a wound in the soul of Russia. The only thing I wish is that he would make it a little easier for Baptists, you know, because the thing that's held this country together, and some of you just, you'll hate me saying it, but I mean, there's 100,000 Baptist churches here. And right from the beginning, it was the principles the principles of freedom and toleration, and I don't mean accepting everything. Toleration today has warped into accepting anybody and everything. No, means you live and let live. You know, that's the idea. But we have a right to speak. The humanists today, they don't want us to be able to speak. And I understand already now, they passed this thing in the Cuyahoga County Council, and they got this little kangaroo court that set up there, and I don't know how far they're going to go. They may be tried in a real court. But I've understood that somebody's been arrested already for putting out a track saying help for the homosexual. See, it's always shut up somebody or other. You know, I believe in freedom of speech. And that's what we have on this program. And I thank God for, you know, somebody else, I was just reading recently, and this is interesting. I don't agree with them in everything, but Michael Savage, I wish he's on the radio again, a little communist cell, I think, got him off. But I was reading a book that he just wrote, and I couldn't hardly put it down. But you ought to go to Books a Million and buy some of his stuff, because it really is it's an eye-opener on reality. But, you know, everything then in reality, though, we check out with the Scripture. And the Bible says washing of the Word. That's washing our brains, yeah. Brainwashing with the Word of God. But the Word of God in the King James is the very mind of God. And all these many ancient translations, and about 95% or more of the evidence backs up the readings of the King James, and is found in hundreds of ancient Bibles around Europe that back up the readings of the King James. So, okay, let's go on.
All right. I could talk about politics and I do sometimes, probably more than I need to, but Romans chapter 12 is where you wanted us to look at, I believe. And just a reminder to our listeners that you can go online to whereisgodsword.com and listen to some past programs there as well at whereisgodsword.com. So you're talking about government in Romans chapter 12, or I'm sorry, Romans chapter 13, chapter there. Romans chapter 13 tells us that, talking about government ministers, it says here in verse 3, "For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he," that's talking about the government official, "is a minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger, to execute wrath upon him that doth evil."
Amen.
You're talking about that earlier, and I think you had, before the program started, asked me a question saying, well, what about these government officials that are doing wicked things, which we've seen, you know, just blatantly, you know, character assassination, fabrication of stories and charges against somebody in order to destroy them for political gain. And even, I don't know if you saw the pictures of certain congresswomen paying off Ford's lawyer there after the hearing last week. Sheila Jackson Lee apparently slipped him an envelope, looked like an envelope full of money. And then we've also seen protesters that disrupted the hearings last week, when they left the building, the office. There was a guy standing out with an envelope that was giving them little envelopes, payoff envelopes, and things like that. But so what do you do when you have government officials that are doing the opposite of what it says here in Romans 13, where they're supposed to be ministers of God to us for good and terrors to those that do wickedness, and they're doing the wickedness themselves? What do we do with that?
Well, we pray for them. And we're actually, as Christians, so today we're part of the government in the sense that we vote. And Christians, mm-hmm. you better vote. And you better find out what's going on. And I think some of you ladies that are at home are very intelligent, and you're at home and you got a computer. You ought to do investigation and send out newsletters and stuff and let people know what's going on. But we want to talk about it in the few minutes that we have left, what is going on. Now, I just want to say, we're not just saying one party. Like, for instance, you get all this propaganda. Now, they attack Trump on everything, you know, and one of the things is to talk about tariffs. Well, I'll tell you, I have researched that and studied it. I don't care what they teach in college. You know, let me explain it this way. In North Carolina, they had the clothing industry in North Carolina. Maybe they got paid $15 an hour or something to work there. So here you have, in some little country in South America, maybe Mexico or Guatemala or something, you're getting paid $5 a day, see? So they ship these clothes into the United States, you know, at such a cheap price. And so you go to North Carolina, all these factories are sitting empty. All these Americans are out of work because they cut down the tariffs, which George Washington wisely set up against the British. I could go into that, you know, but that's a good thing. And we ran the government on, but everything in the propaganda and it's controlled so much of the media by some big corporation or something that has money to make. And in reality, you know, it almost looks like, from what I can see, that we made a treaty. I mean, actually with Russia, that when they withdrew from Germany, we wouldn't go next to their borders. And now we've extended NATO right up to their borders and got troops there and everything. So it's really provocation. It almost looks to me like they want to get in a war with Russia, because there's big money behind it, you know? And Lockheed and many of these big companies would make huge profits, but a war is horrible. I would say, despite what the media says, Trump is the anti-war president. I mean, communism has fallen in Russia after 70 years, left the nation devastated, and their economy is down to the economy of Italy, which isn't that good, you know? And there's no reason for us not to be in a war. I think Trump trying to make friends with them. Yes, I'm trying to get along, for crying out loud, you know? But I mean, everything in the media is totally the opposite. And now the Democratic Party, though, it's become the anti-Christian party. I'm talking about the Republicans first, but then, and there's people that go along with it in the Republican Party. I mean, they're the party of sodomy. What's their platform say? We were talking about that, the Democratic platform.
One point of clarity there. Our treaty was actually with the Soviet Union, which doesn't exist anymore. So actually, when the Soviet Union collapsed, we weren't bound by that treaty anymore. So we had negotiated separate treaties with the countries that came out of the old Soviet Union. But that's a whole other point. But yeah, you're right. War is a thing that a lot of companies try to push, because they sell bullets on both sides.
Yeah, and let me say this too, though, whether the treaty's not there, if the Russians had put a big army or, you know, in next to the United States, we would be pretty upset about that, you know, or the Chinese would send.
Absolutely, but we don't really have the time to debate the military, global military positioning right now, because we just got a couple of minutes left.
What I'm saying is, it seems like a lot of this is, you know, just money.
I mean, personally, I'm in favor of putting our troops forward basing so that we keep conflicts further away from here. But the point, I was going to bring up a point you brought up that I thought was a brilliant point with voting. In our Republican form of government, as a republic, we the people, remember what President Lincoln said, the government of the people by the people. We have responsibility as ministers of God to do good as well. I think just what you pointed out, we have a responsibility. If people are not voting, they're not fulfilling their responsibility.
They better know who they're voting for. Right. Just say, you know, Republican or Democrat, just because your parents voted that way, and you need to know the candidates.
See where they stand according to the Word of God. and your biblical values.
Corrigan now has Republicans that come out against this sodomite takeover of Cuyahoga County, where the other candidate has come out for it. He's promoting it.
And same on the state and the national scale. Democrats on the side against biblical values. Republicans have been trying to uphold biblical values.
Thank you. I'm glad you said that. That's the point.
You have been listening to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive a free brochure that lists 100 references where the name of Jesus has been omitted from modern versions, we invite you to drop us an email at sos1611@gmail.com. That's sos1611@gmail.com. Where is God's Word is sponsored by the Mantua Country Baptist Church, located at 12385 Chamberlain Road near Aurora, Ohio. Pastor Murray Bay and the congregation cordially invite you to worship with them. Sunday morning services are held at 10 and 11 a.m. For directions or more information, please call 330-562-6600. That's 330-562-6600. Or write to the Mantua Country Baptist Church, 12385 Chamberlain Road, Aurora, Ohio, 44202. Tune in again next week at this same time for another edition of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman.